USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is highlighting help that the restaurant industry received in the latest COVID-19 stimulus package.
The Restaurant Revitalization Fund, that's what it's called, the Revitalization Fund, will provide direct relief to restaurants and to hard-hit food establishments, bars, bakeries, food stands, food trucks, and caterers. Businesses that get grants can use it to cover payroll, rent, utilities, supplies, everything they need to start, to stay open, and to reopen.
4 in 10 American adults are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. That's according to a tweet from White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt. He also said 7 in 10 seniors have been fully vaccinated, Slavitt claiming these people have virtually eliminated their risk from COVID. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Former President Trump is blasting a decision to uphold his Facebook suspension. In a statement, Trump saying, quote, free speech has been taken away from the President of the United States because the radical left lunatics are afraid of the truth, close quote. The former president's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, also weighing in on the decision.
It's a sad day for America. It's a sad day for Facebook. Because I can tell you, a number of members of Congress are now looking at, do they break up Facebook? Do they make sure that they don't have a monopoly? And I can tell you that it is two different standards. One for Donald Trump and one for a number of other people that are on their sites and suggesting that more nefarious things than what the president has been accused of.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. CVS Health is now starting to accept walk-in appointments for COVID-19 vaccines. Same-day scheduling being offered online all over the country. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
5 people have been charged days after Houston police discovered 97 illegal immigrants in a suburban house in what appears to be an alleged human smuggling case. That's according to the Department of Justice. The individuals, all of them who are residing in the United States illegally, are now in custody and facing federal charges. They are from Mexico, El Salvador, and Honduras, and are aged between 21 and 31. When it comes to the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border, Democrats are continuing to blame Republicans, to which former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf says,
the facts don't support that ludicrous claim. Obviously, we handed them a secure border, and the numbers from illegal apprehensions and numbers across the board demonstrate that the border was safe, it was secure, and the immigration system was working.
A Belgian farmer may have single-handedly shrank France.
A farmer in Belgium may have accidentally started an international incident by moving a stone. The farmer, annoyed that the rock was in the way of his tractor, pushed it about 7 feet to the side to allow him to continue working his field near the Belgian village of Irkouenis. However, the stone in question was a marker laying out the border between Belgium and France. The marker dates back to 1819, when the border between the two nations was first drawn out. Local authorities say they'll get in touch with the farmer and ask him to replace the stone marker. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.